You're going to want to get used to hearing the word banjo. And I'm not talking about the folksy West Virginia country musical instrument. No, I'm talking about the social media company. Banjo describes itself as the world's largest collection of social signals. They're organized by time and location and content. Now, this company has a valuation of $100 million right now, and that doesn't seem like much in the world of Twitter and Google. But that figure is going to go up, and it's probably going to go up fast. Now, Banjo's organizing principle is simple when you think about it. Instead of experiencing social media through the personalities and institutions that we follow, like on Twitter or, for instance, a hashtag, what if instead you could view the web geographically, seeing groups of posts and trends by location, where they're happening, that earthquake, the protest, the nuclear meltdown, as it happens by location? Well, it's a recipe that news organizations have already latched onto, and financial services industries, marketers, and especially government agencies could be next. Damian Patton is the founder and CEO of Banjo, and he joins me now. Hi, Damian.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Well, it's great to have you, and the concept is fascinating when you first start to read about it and kind of visualize it for yourself. I'm on Twitter. A lot of people are. You follow a hashtag or, oh, I like that guy. I like his tweets. What's the advantage of doing it by location? What's the paradigm shift here?
As someone who's on the radio now and you're reporting on something that's going on, it's going on somewhere, right? And that's at a location. And by knowing the things that are happening there, knowing the people that are there that are sharing that information, you actually have another set of eyes and ears on the ground at a place that you're not able to be at now that can report it as if you were there firsthand. So the advantage is massive.
And if enough people in a certain place, like let's say, for instance, near the finish line of the Boston Marathon when a big event happens, are posting and tweeting, Banjo knows first.
That's exactly right. I mean, in the case of the Boston Marathon, what happened there was obviously there was an explosion. We actually do things a little differently at Banjo. So it's not just about hashtags and keywords. In fact, our first order of magnitude is by the location. So it was on Boylston Street in Boston. And so we looked at Boylston Street. And then it's by what we call photo recognition or photo classification. We're able to look at those photos that are shared from the Boston Marathon explosion. And we were able to say, hey, there's a fire coming out of this area or an explosion coming out of this area with no keywords or hashtags. And then we're able to zoom in and see who else is publicly sharing content from this area. And most of it is not going to have a keyword or a hashtag about the event because, quite honestly, an event like that is chaotic in the beginning. And so people are just trying to make sense of what's happening. And so they're just posting as quickly as they can to share things that are going on. And Banjo is able to bring you right there to that scene because we, number one, we know the location. But more importantly, we were able to detect that there's a big event had happened there, even if it's just a single photo. Because we know in that photo there was an explosion, and there's not supposed to be an explosion on Boylston Street, and our photo recognition software is capable of knowing that.
So people have described this service as sort of having a permanent drone in the sky, like always with its eye fixed on a location. In this case, it may be the world if everybody's got their geotagging on. Damian, there's another technology that the military uses. They call it the Gorgon Stare, which is basically a drone that circles a city that has 24-hour unblinking surveillance. The Gorgon has an unblinking eye. You're offering that in a much broader way, and that might be unsettling to a lot of people.
Yeah, I can see your point about that. But what Banjo is doing is just sharing what people are already publicly wanting to get out there. And in fact, we're the only company that I know of that has a patent that protects users' privacy with their data after it's been shared, meaning you share that public post on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, et cetera. Well, maybe a day or two later, you decided you didn't want that to be public. You wanted to change your settings. We go back in time and make sure that all the posts that you discover have the current privacy settings set by the user to make sure you protect their individual privacy.
At the same time, Damian, if I'm in the FBI or somewhere in the Justice Department, I might be really tempted to want to know what the content of a protest meeting is down in the city hall, what the content of a protest meeting is at the rec hall in Ferguson or in some other town where maybe something that I perceive as subversive activity is about to kick off. And that's a whole different conversation.
It is. And at Banjo, what we've decided to do is we've publicly decided not to share our platform or information with government agencies of that nature. And the reason why, again, it's about people knowing how their information is going to be used and what it's going to be used for. You're publicly sharing. You're sharing because you want people to know that you're reporting on something, you're having a good time somewhere, or you're reporting on a news event somewhere. And so we've decided to use it for those purposes, meaning with the brands, letting brands use it to discover the people that are talking about their product, or use it with the news and media to be the reporters on the scene, if you will. But we've just decided as a company, with our great team of people and including myself, that we're just not going to share with those agencies as a part of our business model.
Well, being seen and being heard is taking on a whole new meaning in the world of geotagging and in the world of Banjo, which can really, in a way, see the entire world and locations all at once based on social media. Damian Patton is founder and CEO. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate being here.
And you can read a lot more about Damian and his company in a piece called God's Eye View that's in Inc. magazine this month.